Hashem, the plan is in 2 weeks from now to finish the parak, the second parak, and then to have a week of chazara. It's actually, for those who were here last man, it's seven daf. We usually do chazaras every five daf. Now we do seven daf, just so for the everyone who's new, they'll have a chazar. I don't want to. So we'll have a chazara. Then the next chazara will be on Mem Hei. And then another bechina, because we've been having, for those who don't know, every 10 daf we have a bechina. We gave out $700. We're looking to give out more, but okay. All right, so the mitzvah of maror. So the pasuk in Bo, the mitzvah of maror is given as al matzah simroorim yochluhu. The mitzvah is given as a part of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, that the Karban Pesach should be eaten together with matzah and maror. So the passage of the pasuk sounds like the mitzvah of maror is just part of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, you have to eat it together with maror. And that's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam and the Chinuch, they both don't count the mitzvah of maror. You won't find mitzvah of maror as one of the tayag. Because the Rambam writes, it's not one of the tayag because it's just a detail, a prat, in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Torah says you have to have Karban Pesach, and with the Karban Pesach you have to have matzah and maror. But there's not a separate mitzvah of maror. It's just when the Rambam tells you the mitzvah of Pesach, he tells you, and one of the dinim, many dinim in Pesach, and one of the dinim is it should be eaten with matzah and maror. So that's the pashtus, and with that we understand very well why the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim that maror bizman hazeh is only to Rabbanan. It's just the Rabbanan, because as man has said, we don't have a Karban Pesach, so Maror is going to be the Rabbanan. And that's exactly what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, the Chamtzu Matzah, he writes that Maror is Bizman Hazeh, or any time you don't have a Karban Pesach, there's no Maror min HaTorah, because the whole mitzvah of Maror is just to be eaten with a Karban Pesach. It's the relish for the Karban Pesach. You don't have a Karban Pesach, so you don't have a mitzvah of Maror. So that sounds pretty pashat, right? It was pashat. It was pashat to me until I saw Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim says, no. Not only no, but he says that's not, he points it's not Rashi Shita, and he says it's not the pashat Gemara. So he points out a Gemara that we all learnt, and somehow when we learnt it, we didn't notice this, on Daf Chav Ches. So the Gemara there tells us, has a drasha. It says, "Kol aral lo yochel bo," and aral can't eat bo, can't eat the Karban Pesach. So it says, "Can't eat bo." Bo is an extra word. We talked about the Karban Pesach. What does it mean, bo? So it said, so the lashon haGemara is, we darish in bo hu eino ochel, aval ochel hu b'matza umara. It says, you don't eat it if you're an aral. An aral without a bris, he can't eat it. So we can't eat, what's it? The Karban Pesach. But it's a miyat. What's it being a mat? It's being a mat. Okay, you can't eat Karban Pesach, but the aral still could and must eat matzah and maror. Whereas it's both matzah and maror, because it's a miyat. It's a miyat that an aral, he's just exempted and usher from the mitzvah of eating the Pesach, but he's still in the mitzvah of eating matzah and maror. That's what our Gemara says. It says that's what it says in Chav Ches, both mat and mara, right? Which makes sense because the word bo, it just says not the Karban Pesach, but yes, something else. So what else? So mistama, the two other mitzvahs that are written there is mata and mara. Rav Chaim points out weiter that Gemara. You have that. This again, you have that Rabbi Huda learns from the Erev Tochel Matzos, the Behuda says, Mi boile le tamei v'shahayber b'derech l'choka. The extra pasuk of the Erev Tochel Matzos, extra mitzvah matzos, tell us about a person who's tamei or is far from the Beis HaMikdash. It's to tell us, Salkadai techem, I would have thought, ho Pesach lo yochel, since the person who's tamei can't eat the Pesach. Matzah umara, nami lo nichol, they also shouldn't eat matzah and marah. Maror Kamash Valan sounds like that the person who's Tamei, meaning the time based on Mikdash, is Tamei, can't eat the Karban Pesach, So he still eats matzah and mara, both matzah and mara min haTorah. Even though there's no Pesach l'chora, there still is mara. And Rav Chaim quotes this as Pesach, Rashi Pesach Tzadi Aleph. Another Rashi there, maybe we won't go through it, but Rashi is quite fierce there as well. That even if there's no, he's talking about Nashim, that there's an opinion that Nashim eat the Karan Pesach, but they're not Mitzvah. They don't have to eat the Karan Pesach. So Rashi says, even though they don't have to eat the Karan Pesach, but they still have to eat Matzah and Marar. So he quotes this Rashi, saying, you see that Rashi does not agree with the Rambam. Right? He holds that even without a Karan Pesach, there still is a Mitzvah of Marar. So in Cain, what's the pshat that the Gemara says the feirish mar b'zman hazeh is rabbanon? So the pshat is yes, b'zman hazeh, the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say there's no Karan Pesach. The Gemara says b'zman hazeh, that we understand that there's that the Arul and the Tamei, so they're living in a time of Karan Pesach. So by then they can't eat the Karan Pesach, but there is a Karan Pesach. Chal Yisrael has based on Migdash, everyone else is eating the Karan Pesach. The Aron and the Tumah can't eat the Karan Pesach. They still eat Mara. Whereas Bizman Hazeh, there's no Karan Pesach. So then, even they're completely parted from Mara. Right? The Gemara really says that there's an opinion in Avei Pesachim of Achabai Yaakov says that Matzah. There's an opinion in Arhei Pesach that Matzah B'zman Hazeh is Drabbanon. Rav Acher bar Yaakov says that even though an Arul and a Tameh, we have Ribuyim, we have sources to say that even though they don't eat Karan Pesach, they eat Matzah and Marer, but he says that's all B'zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and there is a Karan Pesach, but B'zman Hazeh, even Matzah is just Drabbanon. Now, the Maestro, we hold like Rava, because Rava learns, he darshans, the Rav Shimon darshans on Chav Ches, that the Erev Tochlu Matzos comes to tell me that there's a mitzvah of Matzah that's completely independent of Karan Pesach, and it comes to tell me that even when there's no Karan Pesach at all, there's still a mitzvah of Matzah. But Marer doesn't have any special ribui, and therefore it's dependent on the time of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning no Beis HaMikdash, but there is, it's the, somehow just being the time of the Beis HaMikdash makes it that there's a mitzvah of Mara. That's pretty, right, so that's the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. You know, it's interesting in the Reim and the Smack, they actually count Mara as a separate mitzvah. They count it as one of the Tayag mitzvos. And the reason the Chayre is because they'll hold like Rashi. They'll say it's not just a detail in the Karan Pesach. If it's a detail, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It's only mitzvah. It just hinges on the Karan Pesach. It hinges that you live on a time of the Beis HaMikdash and Karan Pesach. But it's really its own separate mitzvah. Whereas the Rambam says it's fair not that way. He says it's purely a halach in Karan Pesach. It's the relish of the Karan Pesach. No Karan Pesach, no Mara. So, it comes out of the Rambam, which was what we would have thought was the Pash, this is really very schwer, right? The Rambam had, what does the Rambam do? So, could be, you can say, the way the Rambam learned, is that yes, it's true, the Gemara was conceiving that a Tameh and an Arul, even though they can't eat the Karan Pesach, they still have to eat Marer. The Gemara was saying that. But at the end of the Sugya, the end of the day, we hold like Rava. And Rava says, but Erev Tochlu Matzos tells me that there's a mitzvah of Matzah that's completely independent of Karan Pesach, that even Bizman Hazeh with no Shaifas to Karan Pesach is a mitzvah of eating Matzah. So Memela, we look back at those psukim, we look back at Kol Arul O Yochubo, and we say, Arul doesn't eat the Karan Pesach, but there's still something else that he does eat. What? Matzah. Not Mara and Matzah. We would think Mara and Matzah, but once we hold like Rav, and once we hold that Matzah B'zman Hazeh is the Raisa, And Mara Bisman has an activator. So we know Matzah has something special going for it. Matzah is completely independent of Korban Pesach. So even when we tell you that an Arul and a Tameh, even though they're only Pesach, but they still have a Chiyav, they still have a mitzvah, we're going to assume that that mitzvah is talking about Matzah. Because Matzah, we know from Be'er Tochlu Matzahs, we know that Matzah is an independent Chiyav. So therefore, we have a ribui to tell me that the Arul and the Tameh can eat Matzah. But the every meat is just for Matzah, but Mara is completely just a relish for the Korban Pesach. Right? Meaning to say, it's sort of like a drasha that a little bit changes as you darshan it. Meaning, you have two psukim to teach me that Matzah is the race of Bisman Hazeh. You have Kol Aralo Yochel Bo, that Bo, if you don't have Korban Pesach, you still have Matzah. And then we have another drasha of Erev Tochlu Matzah that tells me even Bisman Hazeh, when there's no Pesach at all, there's still Matzah. But once we end up with that conclusion that Matzah is entirely independent of Korban Pesach, so in Melo, we reinterpret backwards the other mir, the mir of Aralo Yochel Bo, and we say that also was only coming as an inclusion of Matzah. That was coming to include Matzah Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, and Be'erev Tochlu Matzah is coming to include Matzah Bezman Hazeh. Whereas Marer, the Rabbim holds, is still just completely a din of Korban Pesach, no Korban Pesach, no Mar. So that's what I could say to you, Yashar the Rabbah. But you see, but that Rashi really is a very, very stark shita to say that there's a chiluk between Zman Beis HaMikdash and Shalom Zman Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting just to explain why on earth is that, right? There's got to be some sort of a svara there, right? Had you asked me, I would have said that. I would have said that makes no sense, right? Either kipshuta shel mikra, that the pasuk says the Pesach should be eaten together al matzah sumra, together with matzah and mara, or it's independent. It's its own separate chiyuv, and then they're not connected. They're not tied one to the other. But l'chayr, it's very funny, this middle ground. We have this middle ground here, according to Rashi, there's a middle ground that we're saying that when there's a Korban Pesach being brought by somebody in the Beis HaMikdash, someone's bringing Korban Pesach, so now, me who's living in that time period, I have to eat Mara Min HaTorah. Whereas, the Zman Hazeh, there's Zman Churban, there's no mitzvah of Mara. Like, why would that be? Why would that be? Why don't we say to the Pasha that if an Arul and a Tameh are Chayiv in Mara, that means even Bezman Hazeh. What's the difference between an Arul Bezman the Beis HaMikdash and everyone else Bezman Hazeh? The point is, you don't have a Korban Pesach. You don't have a Korban Pesach. You're Chayiv in Mara. So let's be Chayiv in Mara, even Bezman Hazeh. So where's the drasha coming from? So I thought it's really a Yisod in Korban Pesach. You know, almost Machshavadik, I could say. But just in what Korban Pesach is really different than other mitzvahs in a way. You know, there's a drasha at the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Gemara Darshan, that Rav Yonasan says, "Minayin shekol Yisrael kulon yotzim bepesach echad." How do you know that all of Klal Yisrael could be yotzim with one Korban Pesach? Now Rav Yonasan holds, of course you can't really be yotzim with Korban Pesach, because every yid has to eat a kezayis of the Korban Pesach. But Rav Yonasan holds, that's just the din of the Achila. But independent of Achila, there's a mitzvah of Shechitas Korban Pesach, and all of Klal Yisrael could be Yotze with Shechting one Korban Pesach. So he quotes a pasuk, Shenemar, V'shechtil oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. Shecht oso, shecht it, the whole kahal adas Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael shechts it. Him, the Korban Pesach. So how is that? So definitely not l'chadchila like that. L'chadchila, even Rav Yonasan agrees that you have to have chaburos so that everyone can eat it. But he holds that there's an Indian, a drasha, of that, that that one shechita does something for all of Klal Yisrael. There's something about Korban Pesach that just the way it says it, Kol Kala Adas Yisrael, it's something that Klal Yisrael, it's a mitzvah on the tzibur. I thought it was interesting, we had this thing about matzah, that matzah has to be eaten, but Kol Moshe Seichem Tochlu Matzos. The way matzah is given, it's not you should eat matzah, but in all the moshavos of Klal Yisrael, they should eat matzahs. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael, right? We learned all about how your matzah has to be royal with Kol Moshavos. It has to be able to go anywhere in Klal Yisrael. So that's something about Korban Pesach. And the Hezbollah, I think, is pretty poshut, right? We just did Parshas Bo, so we really could feel it. That Korban Pesach is the first mitzvah of all of Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah by which Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael and got the Chavis and became an Am independent of Mitzrayim, and that's the ultimate mitzvah, right? The mitzvah of membership. It's like it becoming part of Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. Right, the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. It says Kol ben neichel lo yochel bo. If someone's not a yid, he can't eat it. But if he is a yid and he doesn't eat it, so it says v'nichrus me'ameha, cut off from Klal Yisrael. Right, that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is the being part of Klal Yisrael, and it's a Korban Pesach is a mitzvah of the tzibur. So as a mitzvah of the tzibur, therefore Chazal understood that this type of drasha makes sense. That maror, you're going to be chayiv min haTorah when there is a Korban Pesach, but bizman, there's no Korban Pesach b'chlal, the whole mitzvah falls off. There's mitzvah matzah, independent mitzvah, independent idea. Pesach is all about matzah, but the whole theme of Korban Pesach falls off. Okay. There's another point that's related to this machlokas, this issue of is maror a mitzvah of the atzmo, or is it just a detail in the Korban Pesach? So we find an issue about the sheer maror. How much maror do we have to eat? So, halacha, it's certainly clear, the Mishnah tells us, the Feirish, is that the sheer is a kazayis. It says, v'kulam estarchen l'kazayis. All of the minim, they join up to the shear of a kezias. So a chayr needs a kezias, why not? Right? It's a mitzvah to eat. Eat needs a kezias. However, there is a rush. Right? The rush is a well-known rush just because it's so strange. So the rush writes in Arvei Pesachim that Maron needs a kezias. And it says, why? So he doesn't say because everything that you eat needs a kezias, but rather, the Rush says, since the bracha you make on mara is al achilas mara, and in kol haTorah kula ein achila pachas mekezias, eating means a kezias worth, he says, therefore, you have to eat a kezias of mara. So, whoa, like what? Like so many kashas here, right? There's really so many kashas you could ask here. Right? What are we? You know, maybe just to start with the kash is what are you talking about? If Mara doesn't eat achil, if that's what you mean to say, so then make a different bracha, right? If it needs to be eaten, so then okay, make a bracha al achilas Mara, but then you should need a kezias. So what's he talking about? Okay, but the Shag's Aryeh has a whole slew of kashas, and Simon Kofi has a whole piece dedicated to attacking the Rush, right? The Shag's Aryeh was one of those Rishonim who didn't have misgivings about attacking, one of the Achronim who's willing to attack Rishonim. You know, he was a lion, he'd take anyone on. So he says that this rush is absolutely can't be. He says, what are you talking about? He says, first of all, what do you mean it's not eating? You eat it. What else do you do with it? Almasim rom yochluhu. It definitely has to do with eating. What else do you do with the mara? And if you eat it, it has to have a kezias. He says, and even if you'll tell me that it doesn't say explicitly on the maror, it says al matzah sumror miyochlu, it doesn't say eat maror. He says anything that has to do with eating, you need a kezayis. Right, he points out basar b'chalav. Like one of his examples is basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav, the Torah never says you shall not eat basar b'chalav. The Torah says lo tavash al gadi b'chalav imo. It says don't cook. Chazal understood don't cook from different drushos that don't cook means and kol shekein don't eat. So you can't eat it. But it doesn't say don't eat it. Even so, it's beferish that the only way to get malchus for basar b'chalav is if you eat a kezayis. Why? Because anything that the Isser is eating, less than a kezayis, is not eating. It's not eating. So to be eating, you need a kezayis. Less than a kezayis, that's not eating, and therefore, you're pater. Even by basar b'chalav, you're pater. The Shai Gesari points out as well, that's Shver, he says, the Pasuk says, Al Matzah Simroim Yochluhu. Like the Rush agrees, was beferish, that by Matzah, Minat Torah, you need a kezayis. No one would say by Matzah you don't need a kezayis. So when it says both of them, right? We know there's a hekesh from Matzah tomorrow. It says al matzah simroim yochlu. There's a hekesh Matzah tomorrow. So just like Matzah needs a kezayis, so too Marish you need a kezayis. So where on earth are you? Where are you coming from? So very strange Rash. So Rav Chaim comes to Miyasha the Rash. Rav Chaim says no. He says with the Rambam Shita we can understand the Rash because what did the Rambam say? That the Rambam holds that Marer is completely dependent on the Pesach. It's not a mitzvah of the Atzmo. It's just a relish. It's a side for the current Pesach. And al matzah simroim yochluhu means it should be, you should eat your Pesach with maror. So he says it's true, achil means a kezayis. But what's maror? What is maror? Maror is a mitzvah of eating with. This is something that should be with your eating. The Pesach does need a kezayis. But that which relishes that kezayis, right, that doesn't necessarily need a kezayis, right? And that'll still be part. It's part of a mitzvah sachila because it is the relish of that achila. It's like seen as like a part of achila. It's not.
It seems by connecting more as like a relish, it's like maybe kind of like not to say this simply, but maybe a condiment to the core of Pesach, and that we see that relationship in the times of are we going to do it only under this midrash or not? What about the whole fact that more reminds us of bitter times and everything. That's like more than just like a relish for the Korban Pesach, but it's like reminds us of like the bitterness we experience in itself.
Right, but maybe that doesn't need a kezayis. Right, so you can taste bitter. What do you want from Mara? You want the taste of Mara.
Yeah, so you have to be tasted. You feel the bitterness. And then
right.
Can you get that from less than a kezayis?
Right, yeah, exactly. So you're agreeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Rafal's saying it beautiful. Rafal's really adding a beautiful point here. Is that you want some bitterness in it. Not that a mitzvah of achil v'fnei atzmo, you want to have that bitterness with it.
But the karpas we have a smaller amount.
Okay, right. So right. Or you could say, there's a question of charosis. You need a kezayis of charosis, right? Because maybe it's just a dip. It's just a dip. So, fine. Very, very nice. That's what Rav Chaim says. And Rav Chaim says, that Rav Chaim says, al matzah simroim yochluhu. He says, matzah also needs less than a kezayis. What does he mean? He says, there's two dinim in matzah. He says, there's two mitzvahs of matzah. There's one mitzvah of matzah with the current pesach, called matzah zmorom yochlu. Lagabe that you taka don't need a kezayis. And if you didn't have a kezayis and you had the current pesach, you would be yotze the mitzvah of a matzah zmorom yochlu with less than a kezayis. He says, but there's a separate mitzvah of the erev tochlu matzos. And lagabe that, you need a kezayis. And the chenami mor is like matzah, but mor is like the matzah of a matzah zmorom yochlu. And therefore, he says that's Chan the Rush. He's really going with the Rambam, that side of the Rambam of what Mar is, right? You can say it like that. It's to give bitterness into the Pesach. Now, so what's Chan the Rush then? So what is the Rush saying about why do we have a Kazayis in Zman Hazeh? So the Chayyar the Pshat could be is that In a chinami min haTorah, you just need, even less than a kazayis. But l'mais it's a mitzvah, and you want to have a bracha on it. Now, maror, it's a part of an achila. It's not an achila in its own right, but it is a chelik of an achila. And therefore, what you do with the maror, you can't smear the maror, you can't smell the maror, you can't just put your tongue on the maror, you have to ingest some maror. And therefore, what word do we have for that? The word is achila. So once we're calling it achila, maror, and the bracha, memele chazal, know that in kol haTorah kula, achila always means kazayis. So chazal, we're not comfortable having a din of achila with a bracha al achila when it's less than a kazayis, and therefore chazal we're attacking that you have to eat bedafka a kazayis of maror. But really, the min haTorah, the chiv of maror is even less than a kazayis. So that's the shittus of the Rush. Now the Rush is the only one who says that. Rashi on the Mishnah is pretty clear on that way. He says they're all mitzarev, he says to be Yotze, your chiyuv of a kazayis of Marah. The Urayim says it's a favorish. The Urayim says the Urayim counts Marah as a separate mitzvah merino tayag, and he says, and since it's a mitzvah of achil, you need a kazayis, because it ain't achil apart from a kazayis. Right, so definitely that shita, that mahalach of Rashi and the Urayim. So according to that shita, certainly you're going to need a kezayis. But that will be the machlokas. That will be the chakira here. Okay, so I want to talk now about what mar is, the minimum of mar. Okay, so this is a surprisingly not as pashut as you might think. Right, so just from the Mishnah, you get the sense that there are five minimum of Mara. It says, Eilu yirak l'shadam yotze b'henei dechavaso. Eilu. These, it has to be one of these five minimum. And that's the way you find in the Rav and the Shulchan Aruch, they say, a bedafka has to be these five minimum. However, the Rama writes, if you don't have any of these five, you could use any bitter vegetable. Right? And this comes from Rashi ala Torah and a number of other Rishonim, who say that maror, they translate marora, means kol esif mar. Any bitter grass is maror. Right, and the emphasis in the Gemara really sounds that way, because the Gemara brings more than five, and Bryce is bringing more than a number of different, more minimum of maror. But the rabbi will say that the halacha is like the Mishnah. The Mishnah just is five, there's just five, and that's it. And the Ramah though says if you can't get one of those five, so then you can rely on the Rishonim who say that any Yerek Mar. Now those Rishonim, how they explain the Mishnah? So the Ra'ah and the Aruch, so they say that the fifth min listed here in the Mishnah, which is Ubimarar, so that includes any bitter vegetable. That was the inclusive category that includes everything else. Right, the Rambam though says only these five, and the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayos that Ubim Marer is referring to a specific min. He gives a name in Arabic, I don't know what it means, but a specific vegetable. Well, so that's in my focus. Now, why would there be just five? Why just five? The Torah doesn't say these five things. So I'll derech drash, I'll just say maybe drush, I don't know what we call this. It's interesting that there's a hekesh of matzah and maror, and the previous Mishnah just told us there are five minim of grain that could be used for matzah. That could be. The Magen Avraham says, which is the pshat is to say, is that at the time of Matan Torah, there were only certain minim that were referred to as merorim. Merorim was something that was the time of Matan Torah, and Chazal are telling us what those five minim are. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says Marer is only kosher if it's stam called Marer and it doesn't have a Shem Levi. It doesn't have an accompany name. You just call it Marer. But if you call it, it says Marer, Marsh Marer, it says that would be Marer. So then the Gemara says, ends up saying there that marsh, the marr in the marsh tak is yot, it is good, and it says because it really is just called regular marr. It just is that the marr grows in the agam, in the swamp. But if something wouldn't be called marr, it's it wouldn't be good for the mitzvah. And therefore the Magen Avraham says, no tacha, there's five types of marah, and this is the Masorah of Chazal, and if you use a vegetable and it wasn't one of those minim, you're not Yosei. Now the other tzad, Rashi, though, right, so that seems to be the Rambam. But according to Rashi, he says any ace of mar. So l'chayra, he would, Rashi would say not that way. He would say, no, the Gemara just means it has to be called stam bitter. Right? Not everything is called bitter herbs. It has to be something you could call bitter. Not that we're looking back to year, 2448, what was mar called then? Right? The embassy is, you look at the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't seem to have Masorah here, right? The whole Gemara is going is, what's Mara? Who knows what Mara is? Maybe it's a fish. Maybe it's a tree. Right? The Gemara didn't have a Masorah, these five minim. But the pshat is that we darshan out these minim, but there's a part of Mara that has to be called stam bitter. Right? Taste could be complicated. Not everything stam is bitter. So it has to be bitter. What has this taste? Bitter. It can't be like, bitter is one of the mix. Oh, so Mamela, that's a machlokas.
You have a catch-all for Mara, though. Why would you need to specify the other four if Mara is just simply...
Because we want to tell you, you wouldn't know yourself what bitter is, right? Something you'll taste and say, is that bitter or is that maybe it's sharp, pungent, maybe I have other words I could use, or it has mixed aromas. Right, so we could. Enachinami, we could, and that's what the Brises are doing. They're saying this vegetable, they're talking about different vegetables if they could be classified as bitter.
It makes sense that if there were five specified vegetables, that it's specifically these five as opposed to just two to get the general gist of it and then the catch-all of more.
Right, and that's what it means. Exactly. So I just want to talk a little bit, because that's so much time. I want to talk about horseradish. Okay, horseradish. Yeah, of course it's mara, right? It's the most iconic mara. What Seder plate picture doesn't have horseradish on it? So I just want to point out, it's not so pashut. The Chacham Tzvi, so he writes that he thinks eating horseradish as mara is sakana veino mitzvah. He writes it's sakana. He says it's almost impossible to eat a kazayis of it. He says that this is a new type of marer. It was only used when they moved to Poland, to the colder lands where lettuce doesn't grow. The spring comes late to Poland. And as Emerson's pointed out, I saw it's pointed out that before, the Gullus went up to those northern lands until the times of the Achronim or the very end of the Rishonim, no one speaks about using horseradish, right? Horseradish was called chrein. No one talks about using it. You don't find any Rishonim talking about using it as mara. I saw pointed out that all the old Haggadahs from before, like a certain year, they all show people eating something leafy as mara. It's only later you start having the horseradish coming in. Someone pointed out horseradish really doesn't even grow in the Middle East. Okay, but l'maisa, is this good for mara, right? Okay, it might be new, but being new is not necessarily a problem, right? But it's a bitter herb. What could be wrong? So I just want to go through a number of problems here that make it a little bit difficult to say that chrein is really, really mara. And the first point is you see in the Gemara, it talks about that you're yosei with the leaves and the stalk, right? Doesn't mention a root. It just says you're yosei with the leaves and the stalk. The Rabbeinu Tam is quoted the halacha is that he says it's only the leaf and the stalk because it has to be similar to matzah. Right? We learned that mara is similar to matzah, and therefore matzah. Is not a matzah comes from the wheat, the grass part of the wheat, not from the roots. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns that so too mara. The defense for the chrein was given is that perhaps we only exclude the little roots. Magen Avraham said you'll have to say we eat chrein. You'll have to say that the Rishonim who say it can't be a root, they mean only to exclude little roots. But the chrein, which is a big root, big thick. That's more considered like a stalk. Okay? That's here or not. But there's really more proof that that maror is a leaf, basically a leafy type thing. There's a Gemara in Sukkah. Sukkah the Gemara on the base. The Gemara says, "Yirakol she'amru chacham amadim yotzeim idei chavas v'pesach." All the vegetables that you could yotzei maror with, post on the Sukkah b'shem aver. They have a din of aver if you use them as chach. My time came to chiyavshi parchi v'nachli kemadol asnayu dami. Since when they dry out, they wither very quickly. Maror withers very quickly, and then it's going to fall. Therefore, it's viewed as if it's ear. It's not viewed as kashas chach. So the chrein, right, horseradish, it doesn't do that. It doesn't wither. It doesn't wither, and you know, more than other things we use as chach. Like the lashon, the first mention of chrein being used as maror is in the end of the Rishonim, the Marivayel and the Masas Binyamin. They both write that if you don't have lettuce, you could use chrein. They say, but you have to be careful to eat the leaves of the chrein and not the root. Right? Also, Rashi's lashon chumash is called esiv mar, any bitter grass. Right? You could also point out the lashon hagemara is that all the meaning of marar, they're pun of machsifim, they're payoff. Rashi says it means pale green. Eino yarak ma'od. It's a pale green color. Right? Not true about the chrein. Also interesting is yirakos. Right? What are yirakos? We always call yirakos vegetables. But in Chazal, pashtus, yirakos means greens. Right? You find, Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Brachos, it says, Rabbi Huda held that if you eat yirakos, you make a bracha borei minei desha'im. The bracha you make is for making the sham grasses. He says other vegetables you make hadama, but on yirakos you make boramine de sham, making types of grasses. So it's pretty clear yirakos is type of grass. Fine. So these are issues. Now the Magen Avraham is interesting. So he says, tells us, and this is quoted a lot after the Magen Avraham, he says Tamcha is talking about chrein. And he says this, L'shitaso, because the Magen Avraham actually writes that he thinks that you have to be machmir like the Rambam, that you only have these five minim and no others. And therefore he says, so what's chrein? It might be bitter, but it's not one of the five. So he says, this is one of the five, it's tamcha. Right? What else is tamcha? Who knows? Right? It sounds safe. So the emes is, I looked into this a little bit, and Rishonim, the Arif Rashi, they all use the word Merubya as Tamcha. Merubya and all the Targumim of the Laz, they say that Merubya is Meribium. Now Meribium is a word that, it's a Latin word, but still used today. And probably the basis, you know, the old French was very similar to Latin. And Merubya is a plant that's well known, still used with bitter leaves, is called a whorehound. I don't know exactly what that is. I've seen pictures of it, though. And it's something that's used for its bitter leaves. I'll tell you another maramaka, which is, you know, just research, that it suggested that Meribium in Latin, okay, used to learn Latin. You know, even when I was in college, they were still teaching Latin. A little bit, not so much. But in Latin, Merubia, it suggests that Merubia is Lashon Marer, Biam meaning like a group of, and it's possibly the Latin translation of Merorum. Okay? It's not interesting. that doesn't have a lachic relevance. But just Lamaisa, no one says anything that would be grain until the Magen Avraham. Right? What else could we say? We said it has to be stam bitter. Is chrein stam bitter? Right? So, pashas not. Right? It's very sharp and pungent and annoying to eat. And it definitely doesn't taste good. And maybe it is a little bit bitter. Maybe we call it bitter too. But to say that there's no shame lava, you just call it stam bitter, so it's hard to hear. Some other issues here, just... The other issues are is it even edible? Okay, edible. The Ritva and the Iri say they say it has to be edible. Mur has to be edible, right? Why? Because they call it nizan achila. So if it's not edible, so it's not a maisa achila, right? So if you don't do something to horseradish, marah, the Gemara says you can't be kovashi, you can't do something to change its taste. If you eat horseradish straight, right? You might have seen people doing this. It's not edible. It's painful. Chachamim says it's sakana ve'eino mitzvah. Right? So is it a maisa achila? So the premier gadol was bothered by this, and he says you have to say that by marah you don't need a maisa achila. He says the whole point is actually bitter. So great, this is really bitter, and it's so bitter it's not edible. So that could be, but there's definitely Rishonim who don't say that. Right? Possibly it's totally on the machlokas we mentioned about if marah needs its own maisa achila. But the maisa, that's a problem. Right, you get other things you could put on. The Gemara says that marer is chilasa rach v'sofo kasha. Right, the Gemara doesn't say chazer, it says sam marer. It's something that starts off soft and gets hard. Other things you could say, it's a tosis, we could even put it here. Tosis says rachel darchei noam, he says that marer. It has to be darchei noam. So this is what to say. Okay? So the kids said it is what to, even though it's so accepted, and but it's what to cast down on the frame. Okay, so what to use? So use lettuce, right? Chazeres, no problem. That is the best mint. So the only question with chazeres is what lettuce could you use? Could you use lettuce? It's an issue. Could you use lettuce that's not at all bitter, like iceberg lettuce, not at all bitter? And perhaps some of even romaine lettuce, some of the leaves maybe aren't bitter, you know, depending how sensitive you are to bitter, right? The stalk is a little more bitter. If the leaves are a little bit older, they're more bitter. The very young leaves, to me, taste a little bit like there's no bitterness. So what's the din? So there are those who say it doesn't need bitterness at all, right? This is well known. Rabbi Cutler ate iceberg lettuce and others. And it's based on a pre-chadish who says that as long as you're eating lettuce, it doesn't have to be bitter. And he gets to some of Yerushalmi that says, similar to our Gemara, Yerushalmi says that chazeres starts off sweet and turns bitter. So great, so starts sweet and starts bitter. Lamaisa is still chazeres, so therefore you can still eat it. Fine, so many hold that way. However, the Chaznish did not feel that way. The Chaznish says there's really many rayos in the Gemara that you have to actually taste bitterness. So I'll just quote very bekitzer the rayos. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Tesvav. It says if you swallow matzah without chewing it, you're yotze. B'diav you're yotze. It says whereas marer, if you swallow it without chewing it, you're not yotze because you need the taste of marer. But there's also a din. It says that marer, you should be careful not to get too much charosis on it. The Gemara says because be'ina tam marer v'leika. You need the taste of marer, and you don't have it. And we also find it din by marer, that if you soak marer, if you're kovish marer, which most says means just soaking it for a long time, it's not kosher for marer, because you need tam marer. Whereas by matzah, the din is that if you soak the matzah, cooked matzah you can't have, but soaked matzah you're still yotzei with. So the chod of shad is because by marer, there's this din that you need tam marer. Right, not just tam of lettuce. Right, tam of lettuce, l'chayr, you would have. Even if you put some charosis on it, you would have the tam of lettuce. But the point is it's different than matzah. Right, matzah also, it has to be matzah. The matzah has to taste like matzah, but you don't have to taste it. Whereas by marer, part of the mitzvah of marer is the taste. It's different. Right? It's actually good with the Rashmi, they don't need the kazayis, because the mitzvah is the taste. That is the... the taste, having the meriros, to remember the meriros of Mitzrayim. On Lama Testament days, the Gemara says you're not yotze with marer that's kavash, pickled marer. The Gemara says, klo shel davar, kol she yesh bo tam marer yotzen bo, but kol she ein bo tam marer ein yotzen bo. You can't be yotze if it doesn't have the taste of marer. So those who say it's okay, you don't have to taste anything bitter, so they'll say no, as long as you taste lettuce. But it's shver, right? The makoros are shver. So basically, you know, the Gedolei Olam were cholik about this. The Yishon Chazanish was machmer, and Rav Yashu was machmer about that. So it's something that you could worry about, depending how bitter your your Roman lettuces. I'll just tell you, I personally use endives. I like using endives because that really is bitter, and it's for sure one of the minim. Right? Olshin, everyone translates as endives. The Gemara says endiva. So that's just a thought. I'm not coming to change anyone's minhag. You know, I have to ask Nechila to everyone, but you know, the emes of alakol. So it's definitely what to think about. Okay? All right, Rabbi Say. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, I think it's... The Chinuch says it has to be marked sas. It says, Chazer, so Yotzik, it has to be marked sas. Any bit of this is enough.
Right? And it's not the green part of the room.
Thanks. Yeah, hopefully everything will change.